Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Well, good evening. This is Carmen. I'm going to be your host for tonight. Welcome to PGN. I'm back. It's been a long time. I played that song, and that song was from Jason Upton. It's called Fly. And the reason why I played it has to do with sort of like tonight's message. But before I get into it, let me pray. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to come here tonight and for all the PGN family. Lord, I ask you, Father God, that you would just surround us in your love. We pray for that you would minister to each and every caller tonight and those that are listening, Father God. ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you just move tonight and use me, and that it be you, Father God, speaking through me, not me. I thank you for this opportunity to minister to your people. It is an honor, Father God. I thank you for that. And Lord, we just give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Remember that if you want to be ministered to tonight, dial 1 and you'll be placed in the queue. Going back to the song, Jason Upton, he was playing in a college auditorium in Alexandria, Louisiana. And while they were worshiping, it really got solemn in there. And all of a sudden, some fog started coming out from the top of that auditorium. And one of the players of the group asked someone, you know, the janitor there, hey, what's going on? Is there some condensation in the AC? And he says, no, there's no pipe up there. And then they realize, and a holy fear, you know, well, not a holy fear, a holy sense of God being in there came all over them. And a little boy came to one of the band players and tells him, hey, I see an angel right next to Jason. He's tall. He's playing right next to him. And from that point on, they took the tape and listened to it because they're specialized in that. And they could hear voices in that recording that were not human. So angels were playing. Well, the gist of this recording is to fly higher. God wants to take you higher, to higher places. Give you an aerial view. Some years ago, the Lord took me up to the mountains, and I had breakfast up there, and all of a sudden, he had me looking up in the sky, and all of a sudden, I noticed that there was a bird, which I believe was an eagle. I couldn't see it too clearly, but it was a large bird. And as I was looking at it, I noticed that it was just, you know, going up higher in the air. But all of a sudden, it changed, it shifted. And I was like, well, and then I understood what happened. The bird had shifted because the winds had shifted. And in order for the bird to stay up in the same altitude, he had to ride on the wings, the wind on its wings. So God showed me something with that, and that's how we are. As we seek him and we go up higher, there's a place where we just ride, and we could be there for as long as we like. And God wants us to learn to be in him. This past week, we celebrated on Wednesday, Veterans Day. On Wednesday, I had told Randy that I wanted to come back and do the shows again. And there was something special about Veterans Day. The Lord started ministering to me in the way that he always does in military terms. And I'm like, okay, Lord. And he says, he started showing me some things. Give me a moment here. He started showing me some things in military terms. And he was showing me things in the word on Ezra and how the people of God were coming out of Babylon. And there were a lot of new people, new young people and children. And Ezra didn't know how to lead them. And so he started speaking to them and showing them the ways of God. I feel that our youth today is going in a different direction, just like in the Bible days. They were mixed in with unbelievers and the ideas of the world, and it's nothing new. We're experiencing that now, too. This week, I was listening to a singer. She was giving... I normally don't listen to this, but the message that she was giving was, I thought was going to be different. She was talking to this large crowd. She's very well known. I won't mention her name. She was very well known, or is well known, and she started talking about the old men, that they can't tell them what to do. And she proceeded to lift her hand and her finger in the air, and that's what she thought about them, and that it was her body. So basically what she was speaking about was about abortion, that she thought that her body was hers. They and the crowd went wild. The crowd went wild, cheering her on. And I'm like, wow, these are thousands of people out there cheering her on and believing the same way that she does. And so going back to the military, the veterans are the people that passed away that served, and some that are alive. They were in wars, right? I feel that the Lord is showing me that there is a change. Just like in the military, they're noticing that they have to do their strategies against the enemies in a different way. And we also need to do it. Times are different. We can't, it's not the same way of doing things. And I'm explaining in a little bit what I mean about that. So what God wants you to do is go up higher so that you could have an aerial view of how things are. Just like a bird that sees everything. He's up there in the air and seeing the whole picture. So in order to do that, to go up higher, you have to spend time with God. You have to put in the effort. And just as an eagle, the eagle has to go up higher and put effort into going up, but then there's that place. It rides on the wings, the air, the shift, and it goes up higher, and it looks for the next current. So what God was showing me was that his people have to do the same thing too. And what I mean about that is when you spend time with the Lord and you can't hear him correctly, if you're doing everything and you're not spending the time and the quality time with him, it takes time for that. You have to set that time. And so in order for you to hear, Randy was talking about this the other day about frequencies, and we, in one of the shows, we talked about that, about the frequencies. In order for you and the radio, and the radio waves, in order for you to hear your radio, you have to tune it in into the right frequency, right? And that's a real thing, the frequencies. And the same thing goes with God, if you want to hear God. So if you want to hear what he has to say, you have to have the right frequencies. Well, how do you get the right frequencies? Well, the Lord was showing me it's through prayer and fasting. And with that, you have to take time for that. And when you're praying and fasting, the Lord kind of fine-tunes you to hear him better. Then once you're starting to hear him, then he can give you the revelation that he has for you. Then he can give you the new wine, okay? But before you can do all that, God was showing me through the lives of the different patriarchs that there was a process that he took them through. A lot of them, he took them away from idol worship. And through taking them out of idol worship, he did something. He had to strip them of things that weren't right in them in order for them to be used. One of the analogies that the Lord was showing me was through Gideon, and he was showing me about the threshing floor. The threshing floor is a symbolism of what God does to us when he takes us in the threshing floor. Let me explain. Back in the old days, in the Bible days, and they still do that today, they take the grain, right? And they use this board that has rocks and holes in it, and it's really heavy, and it passes it through the grain, right? In order to separate it from, I think it's called the husk. I'm not sure. Somebody correct me on that if I'm wrong. So once that goes on the grain, it just like crushes it and separates it. Well, you know what that board is called? It's called the let me see if I can say this, the tribulum, which comes from the word tribulation, right? So the Lord was showing me the tribulations that we go through. Sometimes, you know, he allows these things to separate what's not good in our lives. If you see this as that way, you're going to get by. You're going to get through to your breakthrough if you understand what God is trying to do in your life. So when this tribulum goes smashing the grain, what happens? It separates. And the other day I went to the Walmart, and they had Christmas decorations and all that stuff. And I saw that they had wheat. And I went to one of them, and I just picked one. And I crushed it between my fingers, and it just, the outside of it pulverized. And all that was left was a piece of grain. And so that's what they were collecting, that piece of grain. Then they took it, and they were able to grind it and make it bread and feed it to the masses, right? So we are that grain, right? When we go through the tribulations that we go through. And what God wants to get out is the good stuff that's in us, that he knows is in us, right? And once he takes all that, then the fruit of that, then he can take it and use it to feed others. You see, what you've gone through, then you can help others. So I want to take you back to the military idea that the Lord was showing me. He reminded me of a movie called Hacksaw Ridge. It's a movie that I believe Mel Gibson created. In this story, there's a gentleman named Desmond Doss. He's one of the soldiers. He's a believer. And he didn't want to fight in the war. So they put him as a medic. And I'm telling you, this man went through a lot of hardships, beatings and abuse and ridicule. They did a number on him. But he stood firm with what he believed. And because he did, they went off to war. And this is a true story. He went off to war. And but they didn't give him a gun, a rifle, or whatever you call it. So all the soldiers were dying around him or getting shot and injured. So he realized, oh, my goodness, I got to do something about this. So he went and he would pull them out. He was up on top of a ridge. What he would do was he would drag them with their blankets to a safe place and then draw them down from that hill to the medics that were on the bottom. And he saved about 75 lives, including his captain. I think it was his captain or one of the higher ranks. Well, after a while, the soldiers wouldn't go into war. They would say, go. And they would say, no, we need to be prayed for by Doss. And he would pray for them. Then they realized that he was actually a servant of God trying to help them out. And so today we are in the army of God, and many go into war facing life, tribulations and all this stuff. And they don't know how to fight the war in their lives, but that's because they're doing things their way. And God wants you to learn a different way, his ways, his strategies in order to fight the enemies of your life. And, in order to do that, you have to understand that once you're a child of God, you're already in a war, whether you like it or not. And 2 Timothy 2:4 says, no soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who enlisted him as a soldier. So we are to seek God daily, fasting and praying so we can be in the right frequency to hear him and hear what he has to tell us so that we know what the aerial view of what the situation really is. And so the way that you understand this, that revelation that you get, that revelation is the new wine. The new wine. God wants you to give you that new wine. But many people are living in the old, or what they were taught years ago. And God is a God of now. So that revelation that you have before is not the correct, it's old wine. It's no good for you. But in order for you to receive the new wine, that new revelation that God has for you, you have to have the right ears. And that's, like I said, prayer and fasting. That'll give you the new wine skins, okay? But without the new wine skins, the new ears, without praying and fasting and seeking God, you'll still have the old wineskins. So you'll get into God's presence, and when you hear God's new revelation, it's not going to make any sense to you. It'll bust the wineskins open. Okay? So you have to understand this, because many times people, you know, they hear a message and they're like, oh, that's crazy. That's because they're not getting in with God. And nobody else can do that for you. You have to do it for yourself. No, people can help you and pray for you and all that. But if you don't do it, you're the one that's going to go into the war. And just like these soldiers, they go into war. If they're not prepared, some die, some get injured. And we have seasoned saints, some with scars. Okay, they have scars. And but they're experienced, and they got out of life alive, and they made it through with their breakthroughs. And so we need, the younger generation needs to go to these older seasoned saints to gain victory. In the midst of many advisors, there's godly advisors, there's victory. And so instead of these singers out there and people that are not seeking the Lord or following the Lord in the right ways. Okay? So I leave you with that tonight so that you understand you have your part to do, and you are in the army of God, whether you like it or not. If you are a child of God, you're automatically in, and there is a war waging against you. So I hope I made a difference tonight and giving you clarity as to your position and how you can hear him better and seek him and have victory. Amen. Again, I remind everyone tonight that if you want to be ministered to, please dial 1 and you'll be placed in the queue. Okay. I'll go ahead and start ministering tonight. One moment. Okay. I'll begin with the first one. And when I click on your number, please state your name and where you're calling from. 734-672. You're on the line. One moment. You're on the line.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm from Michigan.
Jennifer from Michigan. Okay. Give me a moment. Jennifer, let me pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Oh, thank you, Father God, for your servant, Jennifer. Her heart's desire is you, Lord. Yes, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for, you hear her prayers for her family. You do hear her prayers for her family. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. I thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do and are doing in Jennifer's life right now, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the burdens that she has for her family. She lifts them up to you. And you do hear her, Lord. Oh, Father God, I praise you. I give you glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. She lifts up all her cares to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Jennifer, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Jennifer, I'm a little rusty. I haven't done this for a while, here and there, but I'm getting the swing of things again. How are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm good, you know, just trusting the Lord every day, and that's all I can do. I mean, I think we've all been through some interesting times over the past couple years, so
Tell me about it.
Trusting the Lord.
Yes, I know. It's interesting what we're going through. Go on.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I was just going to ask how you've been doing, too.
It's been interesting. That's what I can say. But you know what? I have a peace, and I know God is with me. And I know that, you know, God is with me. I have this, you know, tremendous peace that I, you know, it shocks me, but then it doesn't shock me because he's been like that before. But yeah, it's interesting time, and we are in a war, in a spiritual war, and we have to understand that we can't do things the same way that we used to do them. It's life or death. It's in a war. There's soldiers. Like this past week, we celebrated Veterans Day, and many of the soldiers in the past have died because, you know, they went into war. But, you know, that's the world's way of doing things. In God's way, he is a God of now, and he gives us strategies for now, and he wants us to overcome. And the word of God says, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and more abundantly. So see, the difference of the world is that, you know, you win some, you lose some, right? But that's not how it is in the kingdom of God, you know. When you are doing things his way, then you have the victory. It's not our way.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading on Jacob, and I'm sure you've read his story, how he was from Jacob, a deceiver, into Israel, right? And his sons were the 12 tribes of Israel. And so the mistakes that he made in seeking his way, being a deceiver, doing things his way to obtain what he wanted. And, you know, it was no wonder why his dad didn't want him to go back home to his mother's family, because he knew that they were idol worshipers, right? And so once he goes there, he finds a wife. He finds a wife that he falls in love with, and that's the one he wants. But he gets tricked, because that's the family lineage to being tricksters, you know? And so they trick him the same way that he tricked his brother. So what happens? He has to work hard for that wife that he's in love with, right? But he didn't realize that the first one that he had, that's the one that God wanted for him. And so here we have two different women. They're sisters, but they're two different women. One that was more spiritual, she was found in the tent, yet Rachel was found out in the field. Who else was out in the field? His brother, right? And he sold his inheritance for a bowl of food. You know, he was fleshly, and so was Jacob's wife too, Rachel. She was very in the flesh. You know, it's very much an idol worshiper. Even so, that once they left and went on their journey, she was sitting on her father's idols. And that's one of the things that the Lord is showing me, that in order for us to eliminate those idols in our lives, we have to come to the threshing floor and allow God to separate all those things out of us the good from the bad so that he can take the good in our lives and use us. But we have to be willing, you know. It got to that place for Jacob, and he was changed. He was changed from the inside out, and that's why God changed his name. And so we have to go through those changes too. We have to go through the threshing floor. But if we don't want to learn the lessons, we're as good as done. Like a soldier in a war, not knowing what to do and not knowing the strategies. I don't know if you remember years ago, Desert Storm, years ago. Maybe you're too young for that. But there was a soldier, a woman soldier, that went off away from her group and almost got herself killed. It was all over the news. And she went with her vehicle, and she got lost. And fortunately, they were able to get her. But she almost got herself killed, and it would have been really bad for her. So we don't want to be like that soldier. We want to be one that's listening to what God has to say and do it, and right. So that we have the victory. And that's why many people don't have the breakthroughs in their lives, because they're not listening and they're not taking the time. And it's like we're all mentioning, all the ministers on PGN have said it, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added on. Amen. And so when it's God, mm-hmm. when you're seeking God and he's giving you the blessings, you know what? Those blessings come without sorrow. But when you seek what you want, what you desire, they don't last. And one of the things that I was reading about Jacob was that the woman that he loved, shortly after she had her last child, she died. She died. The one that he wanted. But yet he didn't see that the other one, the Leah, was the one that God had put. She was a spiritual one. And the reason why she was spiritual, she was going through all these, you know, rejection and all this other stuff. But what did she do? She turned to God. She turned to God. And God mm-hmm. helped her. And that's us. We can be either a Leah or we can be a Rachel. And we could right. be a Jacob or we could be an Israel, you know, but God mm-hmm. can turn us around. There's beautiful stories on each and every one of them that God turns them around. Even Hagar, she was the slave woman, but yet God heard her and spared her when she cried out to him, because he saw what she was going through. So it's up to us, really, you know. I don't want to die through the wilderness or through the battle. I want to make it through the other end and reach the promises that God has for me. And you know what? When we get to the other side, you know what the promise is? Our promise is he is our promise. He is our promised land. That's what it is. He wants us to know him, that he is the most important thing in the world. Amen. How can I pray for you mm-hmm. tonight?
Well, I mean, that definitely spoke to me, what you prayed and what you just, said about that story. And I definitely agree with you. And, you know, the Lord takes us through so many, trials, and, you know, it's up to us to choose what we're going to do. Are we going to run to him, or are we going to, run to the other side, to our flesh? And so that's so true. I've been there and done that many times, you know, just having to choose him through all that. And it's always a blessing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the only thing that I could really use prayer about is just a home for me and my family.
I could definitely understand that. And when the Lord gives it to you, he gives it without sorrow. He's given me a home, and definitely he's protected me from many things, and he's been there for me. And I asked him for one, and he gave me one. There's, you know, with all this COVID and all this stuff, there's been struggles. But you know what? Each and every time God gets me through everything, and it has been without the sorrow that other people have been going through. And it's been amazing. So, yeah, you're on the right track. So let's pray for you. Father God, I lift up my sister Jennifer. Father God, her desire is for a home. That's a need, not a want, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that you provide a home for her, a place where it'll be safe for her and her family, a place that you give her, Father God, a place that would be where your presence will be. Guide her, Father God, wherever it is that she needs to go, the connections that she needs to make, whether she has money or doesn't have money, Lord, you can provide. And we ask you, Father God, to open up those doors for her, connect her with the right people, open up the realm for her to know where she has to go, Father God. Guide her and lead her. You know what is the best place, and the best place is where you are, Father God. We ask you, Father God, this for her and for her family, protection over them. Keep them, Father God, and continue touching her and helping her to grow in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Is there anything else you would like to talk about or pray about?
No, I don't think so. I think that pretty much is just my main prayer, you know, of anything that I would need right now. So it was nice talking to you, though, and I'm glad that you're back. I know it's been a while since you've been on, so I'm glad. I was glad to see you were coming on.
yeah. I'm glad to be back, too. I know the Lord has been nudging me. Well, God bless you, sister. You have a good night.
God bless you. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Our next caller is... Okay. 850-966. You are on the air. Your name and where you're from.
Hello. My name is Nicole, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Nicole from Louisiana. Okay, yeah. Nicole, one moment while I pray for you. Father God, we just thank you for Nicole, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for all her affairs. She hands them to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just seeing something about school. I sense something about school. I don't know if you're going to school or you're in school or wanting to go to school, but I sense the Lord showing me about school.
Yes.
I sense, I'm not sure if there is some concerns. I don't know. I'm sensing that there's some concerns about your school. And I hear the Lord saying, fear not. I'm with you. And he's the one that supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen?
Amen. Yes, amen.
I can't hear you, dear.
I said, yes, amen.
How can we, what would you like to say, or would you like us to pray for you?
Yes, just prayer that he gives me the solutions. I'm a student, and I have a research project that I have to do, and, you know, I need, you know, solutions to a problem or a mistake that I made along the way. And just for, you know, just God to guide me and help me to come up with the right solution so I can move forward.
Yes, and he will give it to you when you set aside time with him. And he's going to give you the strategies of how to go about doing it. You have to find time for rest in him. And, like, I don't know if you heard at the beginning what I was talking about, spending time with the Lord in prayer and fasting and hearing him and allowing to fine-tune and the frequency so you can hear him. And that's what God wants you to do. in order for you to hear him and see things in a broader sense of, and it'll come easier to you when you put him first. Now, if you keep putting him aside and expecting God to help you, you're not going to hear him. He'll be talking to you, but you're not putting, you know, fine-tuning what he's trying to tell you, and it's going to sound garbled up because you're not spending the time with him. So my advice to you is seek him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And so as you're seeking him, as you're praying and fasting, you're going to hear him really clear. For instance, I was seeking I was asking God for something, for business, and I couldn't hear it. And I've been praying and seeking him, and I was talking to one of the sisters last night, and right when we were talking, in the middle of the conversation, the Lord, bam, he dropped it in my spirit. So, you know, this is what I'm hearing for you, that as you're seeking him, he's going to give you the things that you need to know for school. He'll give you a better way, and he'll inspire you. But if you're not spending the time before him, then you can't go up higher like that bird that I was, the eagle that I was talking about earlier, that would go up. It got to a certain point where it was flying over the currents, you see? And so, but it takes effort for the bird to go up higher. And so it takes effort for us to spend time in his presence, getting up early in the morning. If it's in the morning that you go to school, getting up earlier to spend time with him and letting him speak to you and guide you. And then you'll find the victory in what you're doing. And somebody may say something, and he may use somebody to, you know, you never know. And it'll drop in your spirit, and you'll know. You'll know that you'll know. Okay? And that's what's happening to me even more and more now. Anything around me, I mean, I tell you, even unbelievers, the Lord will speak something through their mouths, and I'm like, oh, that was God. That was God. Right. So he can use anybody, I'm telling you, or anything. So, but you have to spend time with him, okay? More and more until you fine tune it. Remember what I was saying about the wine, the new wine. You can't receive it if you're not preparing for it. You have to give it new wine skins, okay?
Right.
Otherwise, it's not going to make any sense to you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to have me pray for you, or you would like to say?
Yes, just the last thing that I would like prayer for is just, you know, finances, for God to just guide me on, you know, how to build my finances and how to invest. You know, I know in this season, like, it's probably time for me to learn better ways to, you know, build mm-hmm. and invest, but I want to do it in the way that God wants me to.
Okay, I'll pray for you. I understand. I mean, I think a lot of us are in this season with this, the things that we've experienced in the last 2 years. I think a lot of people are in that place right now. So, Father God, I just lift up Nicole to you. I thank you for her, Lord. I ask you, Father God, to touch her and give her ways where there seems to be no way. Open up her hearing, Father God, as she seeks you, Father God, that she'll know what to do, what to invest in, where to put the money to multiply it. And I just thank you, Lord, Father God, for her giving heart. And Nicole, remember that as you give to the kingdom of God, God will, as you bless God's house, God will bless your house. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you pray about whatever it is that God wants you to give. And, you know, it has to be God, because if it's your own flesh, it's not going to work. And so you ask God to, and he will inspire you. He'll show you the things you have to do. But sow a seed. Sow some kind of seed. And you pray about it and you ask him what to do with that seed, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Is there anything else you would like to speak about?
No, that's it. I just truly appreciate the prayers and
you're welcome.
Your wisdom.
Yes, thank you. Well, that's God. That's not me. Because Armin by herself cannot do anything. It's the Lord. But praise God. That. Praise God for that. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Nicole. Thank you for calling. And you have a blessed week.
Okay, you too.
God bless. Mm-hmm. All right. My next caller. Let's see. Okay. That other person. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, 469706. You're next. Your name and where you're from. 469706. You're on the air. Hello? 469706. Okay, I'll come back to that one later. Apparently there. Let me go one more time. 469706, you're on the air. Yeah, there's something going on with that. I can't hear anything. All right, I'll come back to that one later on. Okay. Okay. 251-342-751-342-7. Okay. All right. You're on the air. Your name and where you're from.
This is Latrice from Bama.
Miss Latrice.
Ma'am,
been a while.
How are
you? God bless you. It's good to hear you.
Good to be heard.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what are you cooking, Miss Latrice? I hear that she's cooking. She's cooking. She's cooking.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
let me pray for
yeah.
you. Let me pray for you before we continue. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for whatever it is that Miss Latrice is cooking, Father God. We thank you, Father God, whether it's the word or the food that she's preparing, Lord. We just thank you for it, for those blessed hands, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for Miss Latrice. Lord, I pray that you bless her family and continue using her, Father God, and her best years are yet to come. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen,
yes.
Miss Latrice. What is going on, Miss Latrice? Give me some updates.
A little bit of everything. I was cooking earlier today, trying out some new recipes or some recipes I hadn't done in a while. I've cooked probably the last couple of weeks trying to get prepared for the holiday. I'll be going to Carolina to cook for the family.
Uh-huh.
It's good. Still in school.
Yeah, I believe that it's also the word of God that you're cooking. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. And that's been it. I've been in prayer. My daughter had a bad wreck beginning of November, but she's improving. She graduated from a walker. Now she's on a cane, but any day is a any day above ground is a good day, especially if you don't know who Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
So he's waiting for another day to get it right. And I'm yet grateful. And believing him to do or continue to do what he does. He's still raising the dead and working miracles.
Hallelujah.
In the name.
Yes, Lord. Lord, thank you for Miss Latrice, Father God. I just pray for her daughter right now. I pray, Father God, for supernatural healing in her body, Father God, that she will recover quickly, Lord, for her tendons, for the muscles, Father God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. For Father God, I pray for an alignment on her back. I pray, Father God, that you would just heal those hips in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and bring balance to her body, Father God. Bring balance, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Father God. Whatever is out of balance, we pray for balance in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that all the way to the cellular level, Father God, that you bring the healing, Father God, that you infuse that healing with your blood, Father God. And we pray, Father God, that you would just touch her, Father God, that you would just touch her in her heart to get it right with you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, bring the conviction of the Lord, Father God, to draw her with his with a gentle voice, Lord, that she will know without a shadow of a doubt that God is calling her, Father God. Oh, Father God, use people around her. Minister to her in her sleep, in her waking hours, Father God. Just draw her to you, Lord. Heal her body and her heart. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Miss Latrice's daughter, Lord. We thank you for that healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. So is there anything else you would like prayer for?
Believe in God, if you agree with me, it's touching that I may be found by Boaz and unspoken prayer request.
What was the first one?
That I might be found by Boaz.
Okay.
And my unspoken prayer request.
Okay. Father God, you know my sister's desire, Father God, to have a companion, Father God. Father God, you do it in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you would just prepare her for that Boaz in Jesus' name. And Lord, for that unspoken prayer, Father God, you know, Father God, and we just lift that up to you. We ask you that your will be done in that prayer request in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I do thank you, Carmen. It's good to hear from you.
No, it's good to be here.
Lord on you.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. You have a blessed night.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I have 251-229. Okay, let me try this one first because I tried it before and I don't want to go over. 469-706, you're on the air. Hello? 469-706? No, I can't hear them. Maybe you might want to try calling again and then I'll try picking you up. For some reason, your call is not going through. Okay, 251-229, you're on the air.
Hello, woman of God. How are you?
How are you? God bless you. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Let me pray for you. Father God,
okay.
We just thank you for my sister, Lord. I thank you for her. Lord, the joy of the Lord is her strength, Father God. Ooh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, it is. Thank you, Lord, for the things and the work that you're doing in her, Lord. Lord, I'm sensing something about work, anxiety about it. But, you know, God supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory. You know that. And so I'm not sure that God is preparing you for something. He's preparing you for that job that you desire. And I thank you, Lord, for the tribulations that she's gone through, Father God, are making her better, Father God, and not bitter, Father God. I thank you, Father God, because you're going to use her in a mighty way, Father God, and she's ready to come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. She's ready to come out in Jesus' name. What is that all about?
Well, woman of God, at work, you have, the Lord is really using you as his mouthpiece. I work for right now in retail.
Uh-huh.
The anxiety, I guess, comes from, you know, you go in and it's lots of people in there and you're trying to do your job as far as take backs and returns and all of that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of get a little anxiety because there's so many people, you know, and you want to make sure you're doing your job right and make sure you're doing what's right. So, and as far as tribulations and trials, yes, I've been through them. I lost my mother almost 3 months from now. And yeah, and that was a grieving period. I'm still going through that. I miss her so much, but I know she's with the Lord. So she was a Proverbs 31 woman. That's what I call her.
I lost my mom at the end of August too. And my dad's getting there. He's doing better. But I understand, just the other day I woke up and I understand what you mean. You know, there's days that you're like, oh, yeah, I can't call her anymore. She's not here on earth. but you know what? Allow yourself to grieve. My dad's going through that too. And I allow him to grieve, but I'm telling him, don't stay stuck, Dad. Don't stay stuck. And don't look back in the past. Look in the future. Because when you keep on looking back, you're going to be like Lot's wife that's stuck in the past. And God, there's no life there. Where there's life is in the now. There's life in the now. And yes, you are allowed to grieve. But remember, the enemy also likes, and I think I mentioned this before to you, the enemy likes to take something that is okay and then take advantage of that and bring depression to the point where, yeah, it's grief, but you don't want it to get to depression. And so remember the good things. Remember the good things. And whenever you feel that anxiety in your workplace, I know what you mean. I mean, I worked in a place where there was a lot of sick people, people with hepatitis, people with COVID. And I wasn't afraid. As a matter of fact, I ended up getting COVID, but I wasn't afraid. And the Lord, I had gotten COVID. But it was like a little flu and a little low-grade fever. And I was just mainly tired, and I was okay. But I wasn't afraid. I wasn't afraid of it. And so God provided for everything. And you don't walk in fear. Just take authority over that anxiety, because if you don't, it's going to grow. Because if the enemy sees that he has a way to get in, he's going to take it. Okay, mm-hmm. So as soon as you get it, as many times as you have to come and attack it back again and put it in its place and tell it to go, because God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. So you take authority over that, and you just say, Lord, you know, COVID can't stay here, sickness and whatever can't stay here. I thank you, Lord, because you cover me and you protect me. And, Lord, I just pray that over my sister right now. Protect her, cover her, and give her favor in her workplace. I pray, Father God, that your presence, your anointing be in that place, Father God, that those that go in there, Father God, that they can't go in with anything that shouldn't be in there, Father God, that whatever is on them steps out. They can't go in there. And I just recommend in Jesus' name, I thank you for that. I recommend that you also anoint the place. Nobody has to know that you're anointing it. You just anoint your hands, anoint that door, and you pray over your workplace. And you'll be surprised what happens. You'll be surprised. I mean, I've done it in classes when I was taking college courses where it would get rowdy and really ugly in some of the classes with the professors. I mean, really bad. And I would go in there before everybody would go in, and I would anoint the place. And peace, the peace of God would be around. So you take control. You carry Jesus. You bring the presence of God in that place. You take authority over that. God has given you authority to tread upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. And nothing will harm you in Jesus' name. Amen. I mean, I've confessed that many years, and I believe that in the name of Jesus. So, go ahead.
Amen. Well, when you were speaking about preparing me maybe for something else, it was another lady that, particular lady that she called me about working with children. So, and I was like, Lord, did I just stay where I am or just switch it up, you know, a little bit? So I was like, you know, just wanted to pray and see what he said.
Well, Father God, just give her the knowing if this is the job for her. And she will know, Lord. She will know. I just pray that you drop it in her spirit and that as she's seeking you, that she finds and she's fine-tuning her hearing, Father God, that she'll hear what your directions are in Jesus' name. I pray for that in the name of Jesus. Just don't remember, don't neglect your time with the Lord because that is your lifeline. Okay? I don't know if you were listening at the beginning of the show. The message that I gave, that how God is telling us how to fine-tune our hearing with prayer and fasting, spending time with him, seeking him first and reading his word, you know, when you do all that, you're allowing God that he's already talking. He's talking all the time, but we're the ones that miss it because we're not tuning our hearing to capture what he's saying. And for that, prayer and fasting sometimes, you're not hearing him, that breaks it. That breaks it. You can go without a breakfast, a whole day, 2 days, or 1 day a week, you know, 1 day every day, one meal every day, and spend time with the Lord. I mean, it does make a big difference. It does make it. I know that when I do that, it just sharpens me to hear him better. And so when you do that, I know that some people have health concerns for those that are listening. You know, with diabetes, okay, don't stop eating, but maybe don't spend time in front of the TV or on the computer and, you know, fast from those things. There's other ways of fasting to tune yourself into what God is telling you. So seek the Lord on that and allow him to minister to you. And once you align yourself in that, I'm telling you, you're going to, like I was talking about the bird. I don't know if you heard me at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, it takes effort at the beginning to go up higher. And then once you're there, you can see things better. You can see and hear God clearly and have a better picture of what it is that he wants you to do. And it comes so easy, but it leaves you so easy when you start getting into the things of the world. You could be so in tune with God one moment, and then you just turn on that TV and you do start doing other things. You come right. But, you know, there's ways of you maintaining yourself there. I mean, now I've learned how to listen to the Lord and maintain myself in that, you know, so it is possible. It is possible. I mean, I could go to the Walmart, I could go here or there, and I'm hearing, and it could be through anything or through anyone. And so he'll, you know, a song, and then all of a sudden the song will, it's just like ministering to you. It's exactly what you needed. So, you know, sharpen your ears with prayer and fasting and seeking his word, and he'll speak to you in different avenues, okay?
Okay, and I wanted to thank you for that, and I love the song at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm. It's Fly.
Yeah, and I think I heard angels.
Yes, there were angels singing in that song. That really happened.
I heard them. I saw the YouTube video.
You did?
Uh-huh,
yeah.
And they were angels in the background, and they were singing. It was awesome.
Yep. Wow. And so God uses angels, not that we go worshiping them, but, you know, God sends his messengers just for us to bring us messages, to take our prayers to him, you know. But we have to, you know, give the angels something to do. Otherwise, they're standing waiting for us to, you know, to give them a job. So
yeah.
Pray and fast and seek his face so that God can hear what you guys have to say. Amen. And God will reward you greatly for that. Amen. He's
Amen.
Just waiting for you. And he's going to comfort you. I sense that. He's going to comfort you in his presence. And Lord, I just pray that right now over her. That you comfort her, that you give her that peace, Father God, that she will not be shaken. Lord, let her sense your presence on her, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And in her home, wherever she's at, her family's at, Lord, let your presence be there. And in the name of Jesus, play that music, play that song, play other worship music, and just let it permeate in the atmosphere. Before you know it, you're just going to sense God's presence. I mean, I've taken that song and I'll be playing it over and over, and I'm like, I could feel the presence of God. It's like so heavy on me. And when I put other music on too, I mean, but you know, there's certain specific, you know, certain songs that just touch you and it's like, bam, and it's exactly what you needed. So, you know, spend time in the presence of the worshiping him, praising him. You know, he loves that. Amen.
Amen. And I listen to Prophet Randy a lot, and I get so much from it. And mm-hmm. And then if I have a friend that her and her husband have a small prophetic church. It's not huge, mm-hmm. but they speak prophetically as well. And I was mm-hmm. asking, you were saying the Lord is going to use me mightily. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, hey, you know. And I'm just wanting to be.
But prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Allow God to remove anything that needs to be removed. So like I was talking about the wheat and how God used the people of God were used in the threshing floors, you know, that's symbolic that God had to separate those, the things that were not from him out of their lives to prepare them to be used. Okay. So seek God and ask God, Lord, what are the things that you're seeing? What do you see in me? What do I need to work on? What is it that I need to get rid of? You know, we can't come any old way before him, but he does want to help us. He does want to help us to get rid of those things that sometimes we don't even know that we have. And so that heaviness of depression and, you know, all the stuff that you're going through, give it to him and say, Lord, here I am. Here, take all of this and, you know, and use me and touch me. And sometimes, you know, when you're the heaviest, one of the things that I've learned in the past is that when you're going through something heavy, deep, sometimes the best thing to do is to help somebody else. Go help somebody else. Don't wait for you to be perfect. Because you never will. Help somebody else that might need help, or maybe the same thing that you're going through. Okay? And you'll be surprised. God lifts them up and lifts you up at the same time, because that anointing touches them and you.
Wow.
So, yeah, God is so good. He's like, you know, he hits two for one and sometimes more. So, you know, don't wait for the conditions to be perfect, because they're, you know, they'll never be perfect. Trust me. They'll never be perfect. I've been waiting and waiting. I'm like, the Lord said, move. Start, do it now. And I'm like, oh Lord, you know, we always have our excuses, but you know what, you'll be blessed. Amen. Okay, so
may God continue to bless you.
Yeah, make sure that you seek him and everything too, you know. Just don't go and, you know, where God hasn't told you to go. You seek him on the matter, but be in the now. Don't be in the past, and don't be ahead of yourself either. Amen.
Amen. And I was just like, the job with working with children, it doesn't pay as much as what I'm on or what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not like off on Sundays or during the week. That's when I'm really pretty much just, you know, have time. But when it's like on Sundays or something, the job that I'm on requires me to work Saturdays and Sundays. So I'm not really, I don't want to get to the place where I'm not giving myself over to the Lord completely.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that one, because you can't neglect your walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm talking from experience, and because you have needs, you think that you have to do these things, and it sucks the life right out of you, and it's not worth it, you know. So you have to seek God on where it is that he wants you to be. You'll be surprised. Sometimes maybe it's not the amount of money, but you won't lack in anything, because you're doing exactly what he's telling you. When you're following God, the blessings he sends you are without sorrow. Now, when you start seeking things on your own and doing things on your own, there's sorrows that are going to come with that, because it's not ordained by God. He brings blessings with what he touches. Okay? So make sure that you honor him and you spend that time, and that time of rest too. We need rest. We need to rest our bodies. You know, that's normal. How are we going to give our best? And I know it's hard. It's hard. But God will give you a way. If not, he'll show you how to be your own boss or do something on your own. So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to have a business? Do you want me to continue doing this? What is it you want? Guide me, Lord. Put people in my path that will drop an idea on me, Lord. You know, he'll show you. He'll show you. And then as you keep moving towards that, he'll use other people to even confirm it to you. Okay? So.
Okay, well.
Amen? But
amen.
Seek him first. I'm not putting my time with the Lord anymore for anybody or for no job. Sorry. Mm-mm. It sucks the living daylights out of you. You're like so tired. I mean, it drains you. It steals from you. It steals from you. But when you're doing something that is from God, it may not pay as much, but you know, you're so much happier. But it has to be God showing you, okay? And I pray that the Lord show you and give you eyes to see, ears to hear, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I just want to thank the Lord for you, because not only praying for me, but praying for others that the Lord use them and whatever they've got going on, praying that they you will be used by the Lord even the more. So thank the Lord for you once again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's him. It's him. It's all him. Thank you. I'm just a willing vessel. That's all. And I'm not saying that to be humble. Honestly, I am. I'm not. I'm without him, I can't do what he wants me to do. I mean, I wouldn't even dare. It'll be disastrous. Amen. Amen. Well, is there anything else you would like to receive prayer for?
Well, my daughter, she's going to school for nursing.
Oh.
And, yeah, she's going to start in January.
Awesome. Well, Father God, we just lift up my sister's daughter up to you. We ask you, Father God, for her protection, the wisdom, Father God. Help her to learn. And, Father God, prepare the job that she's going to have when she's done with that training, Father God, that it'll be in the right place at the right time, Father God, that it'll be a blessing to her and to her family and to those she works for, Father God. I just pray, Father God, just guide her and help her to learn, Father God, all the things she needs to learn, that you use her not only to be a natural physical nurse, but that she'll also be a spiritual nurse, Father God, touching the souls of those around her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank the Lord for you. May you have a blessed week.
Good night. God bless you and have a blessed week too. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Amen. Oh, that took a long time. Okay. Let's see. I have, okay, 903-918. You're on the line. Your name and where you're from.
Michelle from Texas.
Michelle from Texas. Amen. Give me a minute to pray for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Michelle, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for you're showing her, if you're not already showing her, the things that she's done are not necessarily the way you want them, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, because our eyes are going to be open to the right way of doing things. Because her heart is open to receive you and she's humbling herself, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for Michelle. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Thank you for that humble heart to receive, that teachable spirit in her, Father God, to turn and do things your way. It's no longer Michelle living, but you living in her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you for her home, for your touching her home and the things that are in her home. You're giving her the wisdom to deal with what it is that's there, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm blessed. What would you like to talk about tonight? Is there anything you need prayer for?
Wisdom and direction. I mean, I believe he's guiding me. Mm-hmm.
I think that, that's what I was praying. He's guiding you already. He's giving you that, as you're seeking him, he's giving you that. I sense that already. I sense, what I prayed for you is exactly what you're asking.
He's
giving you wisdom to deal with that, with what you're going through. And he's with you. And don't doubt that, okay? He's with you. like I was saying, sometimes our tribulations, our trials and things like that, that is a perfect time for God to come into things and come in and really do a number on the enemy, okay? I mean, when you really give it to him and you start seeking him, oh my goodness, you're going to be surprised. But you have to seek him, and you can't see the situation. You can't look at the situation like the situation is it. You have to come to him. And like I was saying, you got to position yourself in the place where God wants you to hear, okay? And so if you're not hearing clearly, like I mentioned earlier, where prayer and fasting will put you in that position to fine-tune things. You know, I don't know if you still have the radios from years back where you put the antenna up and you had to go around the house looking and trying to tune that station that you like so much until you got the right station and the right frequency, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you mess with the buttons. There's still some cars that do that, and you're looking for them, and if you know, you have to be in the right place or in the right side of town. Sometimes you can't hear a radio station on another side of town, and you're like, why isn't it working over here? And I like it, but I can't hear it. But as you're going around the house, so the same thing, prayer and worship and praising him, you know, it gets you into that right place to hear him and to prepare your hearing to receive what it is that God wants to give you. Okay, so I just sense that you're already in that place where you're seeking God. You know that you need him. You know that you need help in what you're facing. So God is continue doing that. It takes time as you're spending time in the presence of God. I mean, you know, it does take time, but, you know, there's going to be like a bam, okay. And then you're like, oh, okay, this is the way it is. All right. Amen?
Yes, amen. Because I had started out praying at one time, at a certain time, you know, and it just seemed like I just was, I guess, being attacked or whatever. It might have been my flesh. And I just could not stay awake, you know. And I would do it like one or two days and do it really good. And then maybe that third or fourth day, I just could not stay awake. And so I said, Lord, well, I'm going to try it another way, you know.
No, something's happening.
Did.
Something's happening. You keep pushing because it is happening. And when you feel that way, that's the enemy trying to discourage you. But there is something happening. And before you know it, it's going to – sometimes you got to keep pushing until – you break through whatever it is that's blocking it. Through worship, through fasting will, some things come through fasting, you know, prayer and fasting. So, I mean, you can take it little by little, you know, a meal a day, you know, however the Lord leads you.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you keep on doing that, and then he's going to give you the what you need, because you're waiting. You're waiting on him. You're preparing yourself, and you're preparing your wine skins to receive that wine. Amen?
Amen.
You know,
amen.
There's something happening. There's wine skins being renewed. Amen? To receive the message that God has for you. So there is something happening. I know there is something happening. Okay?
Thank you, Lord. Yes, praise God.
Is there
Thank
anything
you, woman
else?
God. Praise God.
You, God
That's
bless
it.
You.
I didn't need anything else.
Well, God bless you. I'm glad that you got what you needed. And I pray that God continue to minister to you as you are obedient to seeking him, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, God
Amen.
Bless you. You have a
Thank
blessed
you.
Week. Amen.
You too.
Amen. I have another caller. If you want ministry tonight, please put your hand up. I'm going to play this one song. Give me a moment. All right.
I was just hanging out with the Lord one day. And I said, Lord, I want to be a part of your army. Thank you. Lord, I want to be a part of your army. I want to be a part of that generation of people that you raise up. And the Lord, he just sang this over me. He said, you got your best man on your front side. You always show your best side. Evil's always on the other side. You say this is your strategy. Son, I hope you take it from me. You look just like your enemy. Full of pride. It's full of pride. I'm just going back to him. Better trust our eyes if we're gonna be in the army of the Lord. The greatest idol is you and me. We better get on the mission, Lord. When will we learn that God's strategy is giving glory to the Lord? So God, cast our eyes, because we want to be in the army of the Lord. Star, how beautiful you shine. Shines more beautiful than mine. Shine from sea to shine and see. Worldwide is your strategy. Shining star, I hope you see. The whole wide world is staring straight at you. They can't see. They can't see. Want them to know me, but they can't see me. I want them to know me. I want to show my glory, but they can't see.
Okay, and that's The Army of the Lord by Jason Upton. If you want ministry tonight, I see lots of callers, but if you want ministry tonight, please dial 1, and then you'll be placed in the queue. Hallelujah. Well, I guess they just wanted to listen tonight. Well, it's been a blessing. Thank you, Jesus. Let me pray before we close out. Thank you, Lord, for this time in prayer and ministry to your people. I pray, Father God, that you touch them throughout the week, Lord, that you would remember this message, Father God, and know that seeking you first and and positioning themselves to hearing what you have to give them, the strategies that you're giving them, not the strategies that they're creating for themselves, thinking this is better. But Lord, we just thank you for your army, that we're doing things your way. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you bless PGN and Randy and all the ministers, Father God. We pray, Father God, you touch them and use them mightily throughout the week. Thank you, Father, for this platform. We just give you praise, honor, and glory. And we ask you, Father God, to touch our nation, touch our leaders, help them, Father God, to do the things that will help the people, touch our states and cities, our families, Father God. You lead, Lord. You lead. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, well, if there's no one else that needs ministering tonight, again, you dial 1 and you'll be placed in the queue. Other than that, we just thank you for listening in tonight. It'll be every Saturday, most likely, that I'll be ministering. So we have ministers throughout the week on PGN. Listen to them also. And we just give you thanks for being on PGN tonight. We praise God. Amen. Well, good night, everybody. God bless. I'll play this song. Thank you.